USA News, I'm John Schaefer. On Monday, the judge overseeing the Georgia election subversion case involving Donald Trump and multiple co-defendants raised the possibility of disqualifying the district attorney responsible for bringing the case. This consideration stems from concerns that Fannie Willis may have financially benefited from a personal relationship with her chief prosecutor on the case. A hearing is scheduled for Thursday to address motions seeking the removal of the Fulton County DA due to allegations of an improper romantic involvement with Nathan Wade. Two employees at a chemical facility close to Houston lost their lives after being shot by a 35-year-old individual whose spouse had previously worked at the same plant. The incident occurred at the thermal polymer plant located in Angleton. The perpetrator, identified as Bradley Jones, held the workers at gunpoint before carrying out the shootings. Authorities managed to apprehend him about 30 minutes away near the Texas coastline. A 7-year-old boy is fighting for his life after being shot inside Lakewood Church in Houston Sunday afternoon. It's where celebrity pastor Joel Osteen preaches. Commander Chris Hassig of Houston Police says the woman who opened fire and the boy she critically wounded came to the church together.
She gets out of her white vehicle. She opens the door, pulls out the 7-year-old child out of the back seat, as well as a bag that is with her.
The woman's gun had a Free Palestine sticker on it, and she has a long criminal history. President Biden spoke at the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference Monday in Washington, where he met with county leaders.
Look at the progress we've made together, and I mean it when I say we. I came to office, the pandemic was raging, and our economy was reeling. Counties nationwide faced devastating budget cuts, but we turned things around.
During his remarks on Monday, Biden touted the U.S. economy. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Northeast is on high alert due to a fast-moving storm. New Jersey residents are gearing up for what could be the first significant snowstorm in a while.
We are really excited. We like to build snowmen. We like to have fun. We like to drink hot chocolate.
Not looking forward to the snow. It's a shame because it's been nice the past couple days, like the past week.
Tuesday's anticipated snowstorm has led to the closure of all public schools in New York City and Boston. Some areas in the region are bracing for up to a foot of snow. President Biden is making light of concerns about his memory following the special counsel report that raised questions about his age. Speaking at a conference in Washington Monday, Biden quipped about his longevity.
What I didn't realize, and I've been around, I know I don't look like it, but I've been around a while. I do remember that.
The remark follows the report's characterization of Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. The NFL is considering Las Vegas as a potential host for another Super Bowl, with Commissioner Roger Goodell expressing praise for the city on Monday.
The hospitality here, you outdid it. Safe to say the NFL looks forward to coming back.
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers in overtime during the first ever Super Bowl that was held in Sin City on Sunday. New Orleans now slated to host the next Super Bowl, Super Bowl 59. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.